We're opening our meeting in case we got technical problems.
We will open our meeting by repeating the Lord's Prayer followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Vance now has assistance.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So at whatever point he arrives, we just need to recognize him.
Well, give me a signal.
I will.
Okay. Remind the council that we have a county employee Christmas luncheon today at 11:30. We will break at that time and go there, and then we're gonna have to come back for an afternoon session to finish up. So we will try to break whatever time the public hearings are. We're going to stop and go to the public hearings at 10:15, 10:30, 10:45, 11 o'clock, and then we will do those on time, and then whatever's left over, we'll come back and have to do that after lunch. Unless you don't have much discussion this morning, we can just vote and keep on going.
We moved along pretty good without you there.
Okay, well, good. All right, then we don't discuss anything, Mr. Cole. We'll get through this quickly. Approval of the agenda. Any additions or corrections? Delete the minutes of approval of minutes. We don't have the minutes to approve. So
any other? You weren't here last week when we had two, and I called up, and you weren't here to appreciate it.
Well, I've read them. Any other additions or corrections?
No.
I need approval of the amended agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, seconded by Mr. Jones to approve the amended agenda. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Correspondence, Mr. Griffin?
I believe there's one letter, unless somebody has something to pass down. The letter's from Richard Spencer, Frankfort, Delaware. Letter to Mr. Dukes. By this letter, I'd like to commend and thank McGinn Construction and Sussex County Field Engineers for their fine work during recent construction of the sewer in our neighborhood. As we encountered them during their daily activities, they were always courteous, willing to answer any of our questions. Their dedication to excellence and constant hard labor was reminiscent of how America was built. We look forward to the actual connection this coming spring of 2008. Again, please thank them on our behalf.
Any other correspondence by the council members? Being none, Mr. Baker?
Okay, the first item on the agenda is an interim financial report. This is an interim unaudited financial report for your information for this fiscal year, which covers July 1st, 2007 through October 31st, 2007. And this report was prepared by Mrs. Gina Jennings, our Director of Accounting, who is here today, and Mrs. Susan Webb, our Finance Director. The report covers the general fund and capital improvement funds. It does not cover each sewer and water district, but it does, I think we tried to simplify it and prepare a report that highlights some of the major factors in this year's budget. And just to go to the report itself, just to explain a little bit about it, the first page is revenues for the general fund at about two-thirds of the page, and then capital improvement at the bottom. And the first column is the year-to-date actual, which covers July 1st through October 31st, 2007. The next column is the annual budget for whatever line, like for instance, property taxes is the first line item there. And then year-to-date is the actual amounts is the prorated budget amount for July 1st to October 31st, 2007. And then the last column is percentage over or under the budget. So, for instance, property taxes, which are due September 30th, so just like every other year when we receive most of the money by October 31st, as you can see, we've collected $11.4 million, and that is considerably over the prorated budget because the taxes were due September 30th. The annual budget's 11.8, so at this point, you know, we're where we're supposed to be. Realty transfer tax, just to highlight a few of these items, is up compared to budget, 17%. In the general fund budget, we budgeted $18.2 million. In the capital improvements budget, $4.2 million. But in total, and that is a total budget of $22.4 million, and compared to the prorated budget amount, we're up 17% compared to budget. However, we are down about 15% per the latest report compared to the previous year. So it is, I just wanted to make note of that. Where we will end up, you know, with realty transfer tax, our largest non-sewer and water revenue, you know, it's difficult to tell at this point. It is something we watch very closely and will continue to watch closely, but we tried to conservatively budget so that, and that's why we're showing an overage compared to budget at this point. But again, that included, at this time period, included settlements done during the summer months, so we may not be quite as strong in the rest of the year. The next item to mention is mobile home placement fee. This is a fee that we charge whatever we collect is given to the local libraries just for information. Give you an example, that's down 26%. That's one of the things we're seeing with the economy this year is that in previous down cycles in years past, we haven't had one in a while, but when we had them, we saw an increase in manufactured homes, and while there was a decrease in single-family homes, but we're seeing even a more of an increase with manufactured homes for some reason than we are with single-family at this time. If we go down a few lines, just to go over a few of the large items, recorder deeds, we're running $1.5 million recorder deeds fees. Down 1%, but very close to the prorated budget. Register of wills is up 54%, $404,000. Sheriff's fees are up 13%, $198,000. Fire service fees is a 0.25% building permit fee that money, whatever we collect, again, goes to individual fire companies. That is down 8.8% as of October 31st compared to the budget. So that's another building-related revenue that we need to watch closely. Building permit and zoning fees, that is down 10%, $628,000 received. The number of building permits for new homes is actually down 13% per the latest weekly numbers. Building inspections, $425,000 is down 20%. If we go down a few columns or a few rows. Private road inspections, $163,000. That's down 45%. However, that is offset by a 57% decrease, or our expenses are down 57% in that department. We hire CABE to help with those inspections. So if we don't have the revenue, we don't hire them. They don't charge us as much, of course. Private road review fee, that's down 25%. For the private roads within new developments. Interest earnings is also down 24%. There's some timing differences there. We feel that we may meet the budget this year with interest earnings because this is really cash basis on interest, and we have CDs that mature and at different times. So in total, on the revenue side, I think Mrs. Webb and Mrs. Jennings and I met yesterday. We believe in total the revenues are on track relative to the budget. with some over and under amounts, but we certainly need to watch the realty transfer tax very closely. And then on the next page is a summary of the expenditure side, and in the columns mean the same thing. One of the, and most of the departments are under, again, one of the things we wanted to mention is that the annual pension contribution, which is in the budget amount, has not been made and won't be made till, till later this month. So that is an annual, we just do that one time, so that will affect these numbers considerably. I'll mention a couple things. Finance is showing an overage, but that's primarily because we pay almost all of our insurance costs in July for the year, and that has not, all that cost has not been allocated to the various departments at this point. And personnel is also showing an overage because the workers' comp cost that we incur is initially paid and charged to the personnel office, and then it's later in the fiscal year it's allocated to the individual departments. We feel that the expenditures are on track relative to the budget. Our capital project expenditures down at the bottom include some money for the EOC, purchase of property at the airport and industrial park, the Cinderberry property purchase for the paramedics, and some runway expenditures. We have taken some steps to maintain control or to monitor our spending. Any requests from departments for capital expenditures or new hires must be approved in advance through the regular channels, as well as myself. Mrs. Webb also has requested approval for expenditures, I think, over $5,000. And new hires must be approved prior to even posting the job, which was something new and different. So we're trying to keep on top of it, and we will monitor it closely. I don't know if Mrs. Webb would like to make a remark or two.
I have a couple of comments. This is probably the first time that you gentlemen have seen it, but the accounting department produces a report similar to this monthly, which we have review as a monthly course of action. We always look at the sways. I do. Gina, I'm sure she does, and just basically for a couple different reasons, to see where we're at and also to see that things are classified properly, where the big sways are. Do we have a receipt in the wrong place, an expenditure in the wrong place? So we do monitor it monthly. And as David had also mentioned, when you cut off at October, 4 months into the year, you do have timing differences. Like the example of the property taxes, the percentage is way out of whack, but that's because the money's due in the first 4 months, and then the expenses, the pensions aren't in, and some of the expenses aren't allocated like they would be on a full year end. So if you're reviewing it and you have any questions because it looks funny, just give me a call and I can explain why there's a high percentage or a negative number or a positive number where it's gone against what the typical number should be. And thirdly, I guess we want to decide, is this something you would like to look at monthly in your packet to review or to present perhaps at the last council meeting of the month?
We could. One option would be to review this quarterly at a council meeting if you would like.
That's probably best.
We get in our packet each month and then review it quarterly in council meeting. I think that would probably be sufficient.
Okay.
Is that all right with the council?
Yes.
Thank you. Very good. Makes us feel comfortable keeping a handle on it. How long will it take on the foundation request?
It shouldn't take about a few minutes if you'd like to do that one.
All right.
Okay. The next item is a request for information from the Delaware Ag Lands Preservation Foundation, and I'll pass out a copy of a letter that they sent us recently. And also there is a copy of a handout attached to that. What the foundation is requesting, like they did last year, is an approximate amount of funds that the county would commit this fiscal year to purchase development rights from Sussex County farmers. At a later date, the foundation will be providing us a list of the various properties that are available and information about the ones, so that if you proceed ahead with this path, then they would provide us, like they have in the past, a list of the individual properties for a final decision. The county in the past has contributed over $2 million towards protecting 2,471 acres of farmland from development, specifically through this program. In their fiscal 2008 proposals, and they have indicated that any county funds would be matched one-to-one with the state, up to $3 million, and probably one-to-one with federal money. And I'd like to just look at the last page of this. And as you can see in number one in the handout, the county budget for open space land grants this year, $1,390,381. That includes $300,000 designated for the purchase of farmland preservation easements, and $1,090,381 for open space, which is the 10% as required by ordinance. Matching funds, again, the state would match whatever we, however we participate, one-to-one, and federal one-to-one. The Land Trust Board, Sussex County Land Trust Board, which of course always helps us with this process, requests that $150,000 out of the $1,090,000 be designated for farmland preservation easements over and above the $300,000. The Land Trust has agreed that they would match $150,000 from private contributions. So to summarize, if you look at that item four, county funds that we have specified for this in the budget include $300,000, county open space fund requested by the land trust, $150,000, and then Sussex County privately raised land trust funds, $150,000. If that was the initial estimated level of funding, that would total $600,000. And then with a state of Delaware one-to-one match and a probable federal one-to-one match, that would provide $1.8 million towards the purchase of easements. Now, we are not making a decision that locks us in, so to speak, on this right now. What Mr. McGrath asked is just to get an idea as to approximately what would be available from the county and land trust. A possibility would be to provide this information to the foundation, or whatever option you would like as general information for now, but make it contingent on the county's financial position within a few months when the land trust comes back. Mr. McGrath said he would be fine with that.
Do we have comments on the finance director?
I support this amount. Yeah, I think it's, you know, we put it in the budget. I don't think that right now there's a problem meeting the budget at all with the open space grants.
But realistically, we're given $450,000. I mean that's the bottom line, because we're giving the money to the land trust anyway, right? So it's just going through.
Well, the money would go through the Delaware Ag Preservation Foundation, but the Land Trust helps advise us. You know, they come
back
to us.
They're contributing actually of their own money, $150,000.
Right, they would come up with
$600,000.
That's right. Yeah.
Right.
Now, again, it's not required. It's just a general commitment. I mean, we haven't seen any detail about the properties that are available or prices or, you know, any of that.
And the state picks out that $1.9 million, Dave. Our decision is on the entire $1.9 million, or is it they making recommendations to us? I know they've done it in the past, or is it just what the county provides money-wise that we get to actually make a recommendation?
On this, actually, we would tell them that you know, we want we are interested in XYZ properties.
Right, right. On the whole entire
and
amount.
They would match. As long as that property's on that list, it would be based on our priorities.
And this year, with the property values of the market being flat, we're going to get more bang for a buck than we ever have so far.
I don't think
probably.
So.
But aren't we running in our in this? We're running in the red this year. I mean, for last year.
Last year, yes. We expect our audit. Our auditors have just. They're still working on the audit for last fiscal year, and Mrs. Jennings, who was here,
we are.
Anyway, she told me it was like approximately $2.7 million at this point.
But that includes reserving funds for open space,
right?
In that, so we've taken that into account that this money is reserved for future spending, if you wish.
Yeah, actually,
and like Dave said, we could come back when and see what the financial picture is at that time, but it is reserved.
You're saying that we actually could say move ahead, but we're not committing
right.
the $300,000 on the county part because the other two are something that are through right. the land trust and through the.
I think the way the economy is, General, we better not be too
we're optimistic or cautious.
We better be very cautious because I think that it's time to we need to tighten our belts ourselves. Now it's going to get us in trouble.
I agree with Mr. Dukes.
You too?
I'll
make you
cautious. Okay. Is that it? I'll get it.
So, if, I guess...
as it's presented today, it's okay. But we're going to look at it when it comes back from McGrath, right? This is a program you don't have a problem with. This.
I could tell Mr. McGrath that we have funds budgeted,
right.
But that at this point in time, we're not...
Right.
We can't commit. First of all, we don't know. We haven't seen the properties.
Right.
We want to consider our financial position within the next few months.
Right.
And we're not. And he'll understand that. I mean, well, that's. Not,
I saw a list of properties. I think there was 42 properties a month or so ago that people who had applied.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hand that out because I wasn't sure if that was.
Public
or all that, you know, they're pretty particular.
Again, gentlemen, I would just caution you to be very cautious.
The approach we may have to take, Dave, which could change the whole process, is if we take seriously the $2.7 million deficit and we wanted to bring that to zero, we may have to revisit the approved budget.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And even though that money has been budgeted, the fact that we are going to show a $2.7 million deficit, prudence may require us to revise the budget in order to make up that shortfall.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now, on paper, we're okay.
Dave, do you perceive anything in the future here where there might be the opportunity to purchase land? The state might be looking at a big purchase of some desirable land, and we've got limited funds. And I've always felt that purchasing lands for public use would be a higher priority than purchasing easements where the public doesn't get access to them. So I think we ought to, you know, hold back a little bit and see if there's any purchases that we could participate in, which is, I think, more advantageous to the taxpayers.
Yeah, there's certainly...
Unfortunately, I think...
They don't have any money right now.
The state open fund...
Well, they seem to find money sometimes when a real choice piece does become available all of a
You're
sudden.
Right.
There, and that was, like I said, that's we should be looking to purchase for public access as opposed to purchasing easements.
I think they're still buying a bridge. Okay, let's move it. We have a motion to recommend or not recommend then. Recommend.
We're not committing. We're not doing anything.
No, we got money to budget, but we're not committing.
Information.
Okay,
I'll tell them that there's a lot of concern on the part of the county council regarding the finances of the realty transfer tax revenues and the finances. And at this point, this is where what we have in the budget, we're not going to commit it this time.
Okay.
Okay.
I think it's your administrator's report. Is that take a few minutes or is that quick?
It'll take a while.
All right. Mr. Griffin, let's go to 10:15 public hearing.
Okay, this is a public hearing on an ordinance to amend the annual operating budget for fiscal 2008. to incorporate projected revenues and expenses from the Angola Next Sanitary Sewer District, Woodsum, Herring Creek. We'll begin this public hearing by having a short presentation by Susan Webb, the finance director. And after that, we will open the floor to public comment in case there's anyone here from the public who would like to be heard concerning this particular proposed amendment to the annual operating budget. Ms. Webb.
Thank you. Okay. Here today also is Mr. Russell Archett, Ms. Heather Sheraton, Mr. Gary Tung, Mr. Mike Izzo. In case we have any questions, this is an odd sewer district. As if you remember, Angola Next Sewer System was passed by referendum on August 18th, and part of the deal with the Angola Sewer District was that there was failing systems on a section called Woods on Herring Creek within the district, and that we need to go in and want to serve them so that we can bring them up to county standards. So we needed to include them by amending our 2008 operating budget to include the Woods on Herring Creek. I'm not sure if you brought your budget, but I'll pass it down. This will add the Woods on Herring Creek to our existing budget. I'll go over the rates and the charges on the next public hearing of what actually entails.
I think it is. Yeah.
Also, I'd like to inform you that when the budget was advertised, the ordinance was advertised, on Exhibit A, there was a mistake where the brackets were around the number to be excluded, and the underline was under the number to be included, the new budget. So we'd like to make amendment to that ordinance, whereas the higher numbers should have been bracketed and the lower numbers underlined. It's just a switch. It's not a change in the numbers. It's a switch from the bracket and the underline.
I think it might be just the reverse.
The lower numbers in the bracket and the higher numbers underlined. Because I have the corrected ordinance.
It makes a difference of $135,337. Obviously, with taking in additional expenses
in
connection with this, the numbers will go up.
Oh, you do. And I'm passing that down, the corrected Exhibit A.
Did that conclude your remarks, Ms. Webb?
Yeah, unless there's any questions on the particulars of the Woods on Heron Creek and why we need to go in there now.
Did the engineering department have anything they wish to add before we open this to public comment?
We'll answer questions if they come up.
Okay. They will be available to answer any questions that may come up. Is there anyone here from the public who would like to be heard concerning this ordinance that's proposed to amend the budget? Yes, ma'am. When you come forward, before you make your statement, if you don't mind, could you please state your name and your address so we'll know who's making which comments?
Good morning. I'm Phyllis Kane. I'm from the Woods on Herring Creek. We want to encourage the council to go ahead and approve this. We're really looking forward to having the county come in with sewers. And I don't know if this is the appropriate place, but we'd also like to encourage going ahead with an RFP as soon as possible to have the wastewater piped to a neighboring facility, because our drain fields have been a problem for quite some time. And we're worried that if they are continuing to be used, the effect on the environment and the neighborhood itself, especially those who live very close by. That's basically our hope.
Absolutely. I agree.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here who would like to be
heard? Rodney gets done wiring that pump station, right, Rodney?
Anyone else here from the public who would like to be heard concerning this proposed amendment? Anyone at all?
It's too easy.
Let the record show that no one else has to be recognized concerning the proposed amendment to the annual operating budget to include the projected revenues and expenses involving the woods on Herring Creek being taken into the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District. We will now conclude the public hearing. If council is inclined to act on this matter today, we will need to have two motions made and adopted separately to make the correction to place the brackets around the numbers that were intended to be deleted and the underlining around the higher numbers that were intended to be added. And it makes a difference of $135,337.
Any questions?
Yeah, that's it.
You got to read the resolution?
Do you want me to read the motion?
Yes.
Or
Jim?
Are you speaking of the corrective?
The two, wait.
Is someone from council inclined to make those, or would you like Ms. Webb to read those, or somebody would just want to make those?
Keep them.
You got to read it for record.
Read it.
Okay.
The first proposed motion. I be it moved that we amend the proposed ordinance to amend the annual operating budget for fiscal year 2008 to incorporate projected revenues and expenditures from the Angola Neck Sewer District, Woods on Herring Creek, by amending Exhibit A to the proposed ordinance to place brackets around all of the total revenues and expense items that make up total projected revenues and expenditures of $33,101.58, and to insert underlying under all of the total revenues and expense items that make up total projected revenues and expenditures of $33,236,395.
So moved.
Second. I have a motion by Mr. Jones, second Mr. Rogers. That was just read by Mrs. Webb. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
And the second proposed motion, be it moved that we adopt the ordinance to amend the annual operating budget for fiscal year 2008 to incorporate projected revenues and expenditures from the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District, Woods on Herring Creek, in its amended form, with the correct deleted figures and totals indicated with brackets and the correct projected revenues and expenses indicated with underlining.
So moved. Second.
That motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Jones. That motion that just read, Mrs. Webb. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Okay, 10:30 public hearing. Mr. Griffin.
Next is the public hearing for the establishment of the assessment rolls for the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District, Woods on Herring Creek. Is there someone who will be making a presentation concerning this?
I will briefly go over the rates.
This is really the record of the front footage assessments and EDUs that Mrs. Fawcett has in the utility billing department assessment rolls. Yeah, this is the assessment rolls reflect the number of front feet and the number of EDUs per property for the woods on Herring Creek that have been available in the utility billing department, and if there are any questions regarding those by anyone, then this would be the time and place for them to comment.
Okay. Does that conclude the introductory remarks? Mm-hmm. Anyone here from the public who would like to be heard regarding the assessment rolls for the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District, Woods on Herring Creek?
So make everybody's happy. Read it.
Let the record show that no one asked to be recognized. We'll close the public hearing. Is there a proposed motion on the assessment rolls?
Yes. Be it moved that based on the recommendations, the county engineer and county finance director, and for the reasons stated, the Sussex County Council hereby adopts the assessment rolls for the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District, Woods on Herring Creek, as presented on December 4th, 2007, for the period January 1st, 2008 to June 30th, 2008.
So moved.
Second. That motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Rogers, that was read by Mrs. Webb. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Let's go to Mr. Hicken. I see Mr. Rhodes is here, and we'll get that down. We'll come back to Mr. Baker.
We have one more public hearing.
We have the rates.
I'm sorry.
10:45?
Have a seat.
I'll be quick.
Hey, what?
It's 5 minutes early.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. It's 10:45. Yeah. I got to wait for that one. Mr. Hicken.
I'm sorry.
I'll be done. Car break, Jim.
Good morning. I've got one quick item dealing with the industrial park. One of our tenants out there, we've been referring to them as Builder Supply of Delmarva. Actually, the lease is with Michael and Ethan Rhodes, who own and operate Builder Supply of Delmarva. They're looking for your consent to lease one of their warehouse buildings and part of their office building to McCabe's Mechanical Services Incorporated. I left a handout in front of you to look at. They design and fabricate stainless steel and aluminum products for the poultry industry. Because that's different than the use that the lease allows right now, we'll have to amend the master lease to allow that type of use. So the motion will do a few things. One, allow us to amend their lease.
You got a motion?
For that? Yes, I do. I'm ready. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the use of Lot 21 at the Sussex County Industrial Air Park by Michael D. Rhodes and Ethan M. Rhodes for the design and fabrication of stainless steel and aluminum products for the poultry industry, and consents to Michael D. Rhodes and Ethan M. Rhodes entering into a commercial lease agreement with McCabe Mechanical Services Incorporated, subject to Michael D. Rhodes and Ethan M. Rhodes' compliance with their existing lease with Sussex County, dated November 1st, 2004.
So any questions for Mr. Hicken or Mr. Rhodes?
No.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, second, Mr. Jones, to approve the motion. Just read Mr. Hicken. Any questions on the motion? Being now Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Mr. Hawks.
Good morning.
Hey, Brad.
Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. Briefly...